Oh, that started out poorly. Okay. Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Smooth Brain Talk. I'm gonna be honest, we completely forgot about this podcast. So it's been like half a year, and I'm now I've just decided to record on my own without Sarah and Ashley. So basically what I'm doing today, I've got an episode of The Joy of Painting up, and I'm going to follow along to it and talk and paint and all that jazz, and hopefully it's entertaining. Now I'm trying to find this color that Bob over here. Oh, if you'd like to also follow along with the episode, it is called Hideaway Cove on Hulu. It is season 25, episode 1. Okay, he said get titanium white. I don't think I have titanium white specifically, but I do have, let's see, this is winter white, so I hope that is, I hope that's good enough.
While they're doing that, let me show you what I've got going.
I think phthalo green. Barely certain I have that one. Oh my gosh. A thing of glitter broke open in my paint box. That's not very good. My hands are covered in gold glitter now. That's just absolutely bloody wonderful. What is this? What? Burnt sienna. I'm too colorblind for this shit. Green, green, green. That's straight up black. Bob, what if I only have sap green, Bob? This is not going good already. Night, love you. Yeah. Oh, wait. I have some, yes. What's next, Bob?
This is a wet on wet paint.
Phthalo blue. I think phthalo blue is like a darker blue, so ultramarine blue should probably work. Prussian blue, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna survive this. Okay, I assume Prussian blue is a lighter blue. This is called Calypso Sky. Okay, I assume that'll work. Whoa, wait, he doesn't have a light blue on there. He's got too dark blue. Ugh, black. I know I have a lot of color. Oh, here's phthalo blue. What was that other one he asked for? Prussian blue. Okay. If I can't find Prussian blue, I'll go for green blue. Is that black I need? Oh well, I'll just go with ultramarine blue, I guess.
Liquid white is
black. Dark sienna, I know I have that. What? I needed phthalo green, right? Was that one of the ones I needed? I'm already lost. Titanium white. Phthalo green. I just found the phthalo green in my box, but I thought I had already gotten it.
Liquid white is designed only to make the canvas wet and slick. It allows
Dark Sienna, that's the other one. That'll work.
Just actually blend color right here on the canvas.
Van Dyke Brown. I'm fairly certain I have nothing called Van Dyke Brown. I'll just find the closest thing to regular brown that I have. I assume that's what it is. If that thing goes off one more time, I swear to God, I'm unplugging it. Oh, here's that titanium white he needed. Oh, I'm absolutely dubbing. But, well, it's a burnt umber, but it's practically empty. This is freaking impossible. I got a bunch of new tubes in here, but I'm not seeing around. I'm just gonna have to go with this burnt umber.
So with that, tell you what.
Crimson.
Let's get started. Just have a good time today. I thought today was
sap green. Cadmium yellow. Barely, that's just regular yellow. Substitute that for lemon yellow. Substitute a lemon yellow for a black.
It's very bright and happy. I think you'll enjoy it. So let's start with a little.
Oh my god. Okay, and yellow deep, because it needs two different yellows.
Tiniest little amount of the cadmium.
It needs three yellows. Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't have any of the yellows either.
Very, very small amount. Let's go right up here.
And bright red. I guess I'll use scarlet. Bob, stop painting. Okay. Let me get mine. This. And then cadmium yellow is the bright one. Put that on my palette. He's got a much bigger brush than me. Oh my god. What's he doing?
Down there. Just like so. And I'm just using little crisscross strokes, little X's. And we'll just sort of work it across. Like that. There, maybe just a touch more color.
Whoa, Bob, come down. I'm not ready.
We'll put a little bit right in here. I think we'll have some water in this painting. So let's have all these colors just reflect right into the water. There. Just cadmium yellow. Now, without cleaning the brush, I'm going to go into a small amount.
No, Bob, come down.
Very small.
I wasn't ready yet. This is going poorly already. I don't know how loud that is on this mic because I have my mic set up right next to my, like, on my easel. So I don't know how loud this is. So I should probably take this off my easel. But I don't really feel like it. So you'll have to just suck it up. Without cleaning the brush.
Well, that's a very strong color. We don't need a little.
What color? What color is a very strong color?
Yellow. And without cleaning the brush, I'm going to go into a small amount of the bright red.
Bright red. Squeeze it out. What am I doing with a
very small amount? It's a very strong color. We only need a little bit. Okay, let's go back up here. And then with that, we'll just put a little pinkish glow in the sky. There. As I say, I thought today we'd make something.
Oh my gosh, that's so much red.
It makes you feel good. But when you're painting your painting, you do it in any color combination that you want. All we want to do here is show you how to make some of these fantastic effects. Very simply. I might put just a little bit more in there.
This is going terribly.
Okay. And while we have that on the old brush, let's put a little bit down in here. Let's allow a little of that color to reflect right into the water. That easy. Okay, that worked out pretty good, Chief. Let's keep going.
No, it didn't, Bob.
A little phthalo blue and a little lizard crimson. Let's mix those right on the brush. Easy. A little crimson.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, pull that all blue. I need to pull that all blue. And I have to clean my brush. Clean on my shirt. I don't have a cup of water over here. That's a bad plan. I need to get water. Oh my gosh. I can't get past my easel to get water. Oh boy, you know what I'm gonna do? I have this cup of drinking water. Just gonna pour it in my painting stuff. Oh, that happy little accident. Okay. But that will blue and what? Crimson? Mix them together a little bit, I think. I think that's what's gonna happen. Oh my gosh, the crimson is sealed. This is going very poorly. I would prefer it if this did not go poorly. I have had nothing to do besides work, work, work. So this is for my own entertainment. I've recently gotten a job, and the only thing I've done for entertainment is watch movies. Like, I watched the Snyder Cut. Oh my gosh, that was so good. It was insanely good, in fact. If you have not seen it, it's on HBO Max called Zack Snyder's Justice League. It is, there's a little thingy to poke this at the top, I didn't even realize. It is, so basically what it was is, as you probably know, but I'm assuming these, for a few of you that you don't, it's originally Justice League from like 2016, I think, 2017, was supposed to be completely different than it came out to be. Okay, hang on, let me mix this. Just a little bit of that. Okay, Bob, what am I supposed to do with it?
Little phthalo blue. Let's go back up here. And with that, oh, that's a nice color, sort of a lavender. We'll just. Still using little crisscross strokes. We'll just lay in a little of that color. And while I have it on the brush, I'm going to go down to the bottom and do the same basic
thing. Whoa, Bob, calm down.
Whatever we do.
Anyway.
We'll do the same thing.
Anyway, it's The movie was supposed to be completely different, practically. So, eventually, Zack Snyder, holy shit, that's a completely different color. He got the opportunity to finish his cut of the film. And, so he did. And it's about 4 hours long. But holy shit, it is so good. It's insane. I guess it's probably because I like it so much, probably because I'm a huge DC fan, you know, a huge comic nerd back, pretty much. So that's why I like it so much. But I highly recommend it if you have the patience to watch it. You know? If you don't, I don't recommend it. Every time I remake this color, it's different. Oh my gosh. This is going very poorly. Oh my god. This could not have gone worse. Bob, mine just looks like...
Sky off with a little bit of Prussian blue. That Prussian blue is much stronger. It's a very dark, beautiful color.
Dark?
I have just a little bit of that right on the brush.
My ultramarine is darker than the blue that I have. What's your color? Oh, Lord, blue. I will use that. Oh my god, it's so light. Oh no. Hey, Bob, what do you want me to do with this?
We just fill the sky up.
Just fill the sky up, huh?
Already we have a masterpiece for the Museum of Modern Art right here.
No, I really don't, Bob.
There we go. A little bit more of that color, and we just add it once again right down to the bottom.
Bob, this is going so terribly.
Okay, now the bottom, I'm going to put a little bit of black right in the corners. I want it to be a little darker. A little darker. So each corner, I'll add just a little bit of midnight black.
My phone just went off. Sorry about that.
The most fun part of this whole painting technique is washing the brush. So let's wash the brush. We do that with odorless paint thinner.
I don't have any paint thinner, Bob. I just have water.
So we can scrub the bristles against the screen and the solid material sort of settled to the bottom of keeping the paint relatively clean. And we'll shake it off and then
beat the devil out of it.
Just beat the devil out of it. As I said, that has to be the most fun part of the whole technique. Now then, let's just begin blending these colors together. Because the canvas is wet with a liquid white, it allows us to actually blend these colors together.
Well, mine really isn't, Bob, actually. This is a dry canvas that I... Oh my god, it's turning everything purple!
Oh
no!
Back down here into your light area.
Oh no! Yeah.
Sometimes you just beat the brush like that and take the excess paint off without going through the entire cleaning procedure.
Oh my god, this is terrible.
Here we'll just do the same basic thing.
This is awful.
I think I'll wash the old brush one more time. I just like to wash this brush. So I said that might be the most fun of all. I get letters from people who say they don't paint, they just bought a brush and need it because it makes them feel better.
What? I'm very worried about those people.
I'd like to have a bright area in this painting, so I'm going to take a little bit of titanium.
Wait, his whole canvas is filled and only about half of mine is filled. Oh no! Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no! Oh no! That is no bueno. Oh my god. This is going terribly. Okay. I'm gonna just try to fill this up on my own and I'll just... I'll talk. Anybody seen... Oh my god, COVID. That's fun, ain't it? We're in a fun time here. And I am not able to. I've tried so hard to find places to get my vaccine, but I cannot. And it's so difficult. I look every day at how I don't have enough blue on my brush. On my palette, I mean.
I look every day
to try and get a an appointment to get my first shot, and I can't find anywhere to get it. So that's just absolutely wonderful. What else can I fill the time with? Oh, how about what I've been reading? So I've been recently reading the Flashpoint storyline. Flashpoint comic book storyline. It is very, very good. I've seen the movie, obviously. But basically what it is I said obviously, like that was an obvious thing. I've seen the film. But basically what it is Barry Allen went back in time and stopped his mother from dying. And I kind of fixed it. This is going to be very abstract. And what that did is that created like a ripple effect in the timeline. And so much stuff has changed. It's insane, actually. Batman, Bruce Wayne's parents dead, blah, blah, blah. Instead of Bruce Wayne surviving, his parents actually survived that encounter with Joe Chill. And, Thomas Wayne, my brush is too wet. Thomas Wayne is the one that became Batman, and Martha Wayne became Joker. And Bruce Wayne, obviously, is dead. So that's an interesting dynamic, because the first person Barry goes to find, because he doesn't realize what he's done, right? He doesn't remember having stopped his mom from being killed. So the first person he goes to is Batman, because Batman can fix everything, right? And it's not the Batman he knows. And that's crazy interesting. It's crazy to see that dynamic, because Thomas Wayne, he just uses guns, you know? Put that blue on there. He just uses guns, and that's a big Bruce Wayne no-no, you know? So it's crazy that I have so much paint on my laptop now.
White. Let's just go right up in here.
White? You said white, Bob? You want me to put white on my brush? I'm gonna use a different brush now. I guess not. If I can't find another brush this size.
Oh my gosh, I'm making a mess.
Okay, hang on, get that titanium white. This one's probably sealed too, yep. Unsealed. This is probably going to end up terribly. But I don't care. Okay, Bob, what am I going to do with this white?
Allow that to mix with a cad yellow and a bright red.
There's so much white on my brush. Oh, no.
It won't show much now. But when we begin putting things in there, the hands will come alive. There we go. Now we just go across the entire canvas. Sort of take out the brush strokes and blend everything together.
I don't understand how this is going to turn out well.
Tell you what, let's do today. Let's build us a little mountain, and for that, I'm going to take a little bit of the midnight black, a little touch of Prussian blue, get some Van Dyke brown.
This is actually kind of looking good. I don't get it. My phone just went off again, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's super interesting. So, that's what I've been reading recently. And basically, all I've been doing is just watching movies about movies. I've recently started collecting DVDs, and I kind of have a problem. Because every time I see a DVD of a movie I like, or a movie I think I'll like, I purchase it. And this looks like a toddler made it.
Black and dark sienna.
I don't think I have dark sienna. I have burnt sienna. Probably will burnt sienna work? Better. Black. And burnt sienna. I'm just going to start complaining about my problems now. So, there's this girl, right? I really like her. She does not like me. And I am very upset about that. Hang on.
Doesn't matter. There we go. Pull this paint out as flat as you can get it. Take the knife and just cut across it. Get a little roll of paint that lives right out of the edge of the knife. So you can see it right out of the edge there. Okay, let's go up here. Now then, you have to make your first major decision.
Knife.
In your world, where does your mountain live?
Where does my mountain live? He lives right there.
Right here. You decide. Wherever you want it. You've painted with us before.
Any dreams?
Put it right here.
Oh, God.
All you have to do is just learn a few little basics. Then you'll have a little time to practice. And just let your imagination go. And really all there is to it. We'll have something about like it. We'll grab this old 2-inch brush here.
Oh, hang on, Bob. I'm not done with my mountain. Get my brush out of my mouth. Hang on. So, yeah, I like... That's my problem. I really like her. And she knows that I like her. I've told her. But she just doesn't feel the same way. And that kind of sucks, you know? And honestly, I'm not particularly sure what to do about it. Like, it's been a while for me, you know? Like, my most recent girlfriend was, like, what? A year ago? And I'm out of the game. So I'm not really sure what to do here. I just feel lost, you know? I've been feeling like that a lot lately. And it's hard to find things that I don't feel lost doing. But painting is one of those things. Because like Bob said, my world, y'all are just living in it. No, when I'm painting, it's my world. I get to do really whatever I want with it. And what I want right now is for this to turn out much better than it's turning out. But it's okay. Nothing needs to be perfect, right? Pole buddies, nerf it. I need to mix more. She likes painting. She likes a lot of cool stuff. She's really cool. I guess that's why I like her. Oh my gosh, this is actually turning out a lot better than I thought it was going to at first. It's hard to get this flat. I took up all the space that I need to flatten this paint out onto my knife. At the beginning, like a dumbass. But anyway, yeah, that's my predicament here. I don't really know where to go, you know? Like, I'd like to pursue her more, but she doesn't like me, and she doesn't feel that way, and it feels wrong to continue to pursue her, you know? But I want to so bad. I think that's how life is sometimes. No matter how hard you want something, you can never truly have it. It's never truly yours. Everything belongs to the world. You're just using it.
You know, just borrowing it. And I guess that's a nice sentiment. It's also a fucking terrifying sentiment, you know? Okay, Bob. I've finished my mountain. What now?
Take it and pull this. Just pull it.
Oh, okay. And clean off my knife. Put that right back there. Put this in here. Nice soft brush to do this. It's kind of small. Oh, this one's perfect. Yeah.
I used my spit instead of water.
Not looking so great. No, it is not. You know, love is a many splendor thing, but it's tough. You never know what to do about it. I wish I did. God, is it awful not knowing what to do about it. Oh, I should have used water in the first place, my God. Wow, that looks like utter shit. Okay.
What next?
What now, Bob?
There, so you just pull it, let it blend with this nice light color here. Okay, we'll pull this a little bit over here, let it blend.
I'm done pulling it, Bob. Can we go on?
Softness down at the base of his mouth. It just happens automatically.
He's using some white. Any more white, any more white, any more white. Did I put my wipe away? Oh, what an idiot I am. Why did I do that? What world is that a logical thing? Oh, no, I didn't. It's right here. There we go. Let me get that brush. Beat the devil out of it. Hang on. Oh no! There's so much white on this brush right now, oh my God. This is not going well at all. This is an excellent metaphor for my life. Oh my gosh. So, like I said, I've got a new job, right? And my second week was a pay week, right? But they never paid me. And I'm on my fourth week now, and every day I talk to my GM, and I'm like, hey, I still haven't gotten paid. And he's like, oh, yep, that should be on the way soon. And it's never on the way. It's awful. I should sue. You know? Then I'd get paid. Probably. But I can't afford to sue. I haven't been paid. See my predicament? It's a terribly awful one. And I don't like it. And I don't like this painting. And I don't like pretty much everything in my life. So that is very descriptive of me, huh? You know what? Now that I've added the white, Mountain doesn't look half bad. What? The screen just went black.
Yeah, we're ready. Tell you what, today you must make a little titanium white along the three pyramids of midnight black. Like a nice gray color. Very nice gray color. Maybe I'll leave a little touch of a, yeah, a little dark cyan to it too. Maybe a little touch of bright red. Just sort of let your imagination go wherever you think these colors go. Let them go there. Alright, let's cut across. Get our small roll of paint right down the edge of the knife.
Okay, calm down, calm down, calm down.
That gray. He said, just do whatever the fuck I want. I'm gonna add some yellow, maybe? That made an ugly green.
Add some white.
And change this from green to... not green. Hopefully. More black. Let's try this now. Mix it, mix it. Ah, yes. Now it is much closer to ugly gray as opposed to ugly green. So I get my knife.
He's coming from the left today. So we just take this and let it just sort of barely graze there. No pressure. No pressure at all. We want these little mountains to be far away. I don't want it to be very bright. Far away. Very quiet little mountains.
My imagination is taking me to a very ugly mountain, Bob. Wow, this sucks ass. Bob, I'm losing confidence. Please save me. Oh no, there's paint right on my knife. Whoa, this is, golly, this is bad. Oh my god, I'm at 40 minutes. I shouldn't have added blue, oh no. This has turned out awfully. Bob, you're gonna regret giving me so much freedom. This has paint on it still, but I don't have any other brushes that will work. Oh no, this is so bad. Bob. I can't do this anymore, Bob. You know what I'm gonna do, Bob? I'm just gonna draw a smiley face and then be done with it. Yep. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put paint on my thumb and draw a smiley face. like a child. That's right. And you probably would have been proud of it, too. God. I hate this. Oh, I gotta sign it. Hang on, let me grab... Let me put this in here. And grab... Oh, it's beautiful. Okay. Thanks for listening. I'll come back whenever I do the next one for more bullshit. Bye!